know that I am called the Count, because I really love to count.
The Sovereign doing bottle load in, right? And we're here every Thursday doing our podcast.
Yes, so. We are. Feel free to stop in, bring That's us right. an egg McMuffin.
Right.
It is McRib season and McFeces.
There you go. And of course, this wouldn't count for the Lou and Kamish lunch contest we have going on if you bring us breakfast. That's not in the contract, although you do have to pay for breakfast too. All right, so we got Bear Stories this week. Pinto is back.
Pinto.
Why Pinto?
Why not Pinto?
So anyway, as we all know, he hurt his leg in the weight room, and he muddled through 2 weeks, and we had the bye week last week, and he said he didn't kick. He just rested it.
Uh-oh.
Could the triple doink be coming up, Lou? And of course, everybody's favorite, Mitch Trubisky, will be back at quarterback for the Chicago Football Bears.
Uh-oh.
Lose one-word answer to the Bears for the rest of the season. Uh-oh. So, and I have to mention Kyle Schlong, of course, or Kyle Long. He's probably playing this week.
I thought he was hurt again. I thought he hurt his hip.
He did hurt his hip, but he was in back at last game, and that's when they wrote the article in SB Nation about he should hang it up.
What's SB Nation?
I don't know. It's some sports thing online.
Oh, I thought it was like us.
I thought it was right. Right, so anybody at SB Nation, I'm going to have a link for Lou Dickman. And you million, come over and listen to Lou Dickman. All right.
Hashtag link this.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the big Bear news of the week. And, of course, our news at Lou's NFL Picks is I haven't gotten around to doing the standings yet.
Yeah, well, what are you going to... Uh-oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's definitely a heat up. I missed my lock last week, Lou. I locked in the Brownies, man. Never bet on the Brownies.
Whoever plays Miami.
And it worked like a charm by 1 point.
That's all right.
That's right. It was a W, baby.
Ride it till you can't anymore.
And the beautiful thing is the great Gatsby picked the Dolphins.
Did he? Now, what was it? I know somebody won with three and they missed their lock. Was that the great Gatsby?
I think so. Because I think he mentioned it on the thread.
Yeah. So my hat's off to Beer Hating Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah, she purposely found the one I hid. All right, so who will I miscount this week? Who will I miscount this week?
As a tribute to the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street, Lou will be hereby be known as the miscount. Not the count, the miscount.
Who's that?
And who has to take the brunt of it? The guy who runs the site. All
That's
right.
It. There you
All
go.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you got to figure out the keggers. I don't.
Lucas. And
where are the keggers from?
Lou and Lucas Kleggers. It's with an L.
All right, whatever.
And they're friends of Potter's. Like, he's brought in all these people. I don't know.
All right. The Allentown contingency is growing. It's growing here, folks. Okay. Come on, step up. Wads, bring in a couple. Bring in a couple, Wadsy. Come on.
The Dickman Division's waiting for you. So, and speaking of which, Mr. Botherington went to the Dickman this week.
Uh-oh.
But Chip is still leading the Dickman with some sort of 800. So his strategy was sound.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Miller Bob to come in.
That's right.
Who puts the dick in Dickman? Miller Bob.
That's our new unofficial slogan. All right, our team of the week, our league of the week. What we're doing is we're going over all the old leagues that we grew up with, and maybe we're going to get into the Appalachian Semi-Pros. We were thinking Lingerie Bowl. Anyway, we do have a few more to go that were official, and one of them is the Arena Football League.
Woo-hoo! Which, by the way, is still active.
That's right, Lou.
They are still active. They're hanging on.
Well, they had to suspend, I believe, the 2013 season. That was the...
Who cares? It's 13. It's. But what I find really about the arena football that I like is the highest paid player in their league is $48,000 a year. For the love of the game. Yes. Yes,
that is for the love of the game, for sure, Lou.
$48,000, that's like the old semi-pro baseball teams they used to float around here. Guys had a factory. Even old pro teams, guys had a job, and then they'd go out and play football for $50 a game.
Remember the barnstorming days, like when the ball players could supplement their income? Like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig would take a ragtag team around and play exhibitions in other towns.
Don't even think I was a stain on the wall when that was going on, Pat. But the previous Lou Dickman remembers.
Back to the Arena Football League after that one.
I'm kind of like a puppy.
Yeah, for sure. So they have, the Arena Football League has an incredible amount of names. So to pick your official team, we're going to have Lou and I are picking a team a week from these leagues discussion, and we're going to have our own divisions, and we'll play fantasy football at the end. But Lou's so far is the Hartford Colonials and the Chicago. They're from the U.S. or the United Football League, and the Chicago Blitz from the USFL. I was a fan of the Blitz, Lou. And then I am going for teams that sounds like they're going to kill you. So the Virginia Destroyers from the UFL, and the Pittsburgh Ballers from the USFL. There we go. We're caught up here. So let's go over these Arena League teams. We got the Chicago Bruisers, the Denver Dynamite, the Pittsburgh Gladiators, the Washington Commandos, which I like, the Detroit Drive, the Los Angeles Cobras, the New England Steamrollers. Lou, I think he
went to Steamrollers.
He went to Steamrollers.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I'm going to make this easy. Well, I got to keep going.
Are the Steamrollers still active?
No, Lou.
Let's find an active team because guys start up in April.
Well, yeah. Okay, you want an active team? Fine. Let me get the active.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So the current franchises: the Albany Empire.
No.
The Atlantic City Blackjacks.
Now
they got a team in a gambling town, Lou.
Yeah. Now. A bankrupt team in a bankrupt town. Doo-dah, doo-dah, look at Hawk sitting on the porch, oh, doo-dah day. Say hello to the Shoeby, say hello to the Shoeby. It's after Labor Day, all the Shoebies are gone.
The Baltimore Brigade, Lou. The Columbus Destroyers taking the Virginia Destroyers name and trying to co-opt it for frickin' Columbus, Ohio. The Philadelphia Soul, Lou. The Philadelphia Soul. And the Washington Valors. V-A-L-O-R.
Wow. Well, I'm a steamroller.
Well, that was a defunct team.
Oh.
These are the current teams.
Bring back the steamrollers.
All right, bring back.
No, all right. I got to pick one.
Well, you were the one that suggested we do
that. Yeah, I know, but I didn't think the team names would suck so bad.
Another segment goes down.
Right.
We're like the Titanic right now. Yeah, I'm clinging on to the side of the rails as the boat is swiftly going on. I'm getting a drink from Jack and Rose.
My prognosticating skills, yeah. I'm going to go with the bankrupt Atlantic City Blackjack.
Lou. Well, I mean, of what's left, I guess the Albany Empire. I don't know why. It just
but you're going off your theme. I would have thought you would have taken the Washington.
Oh, well, there's only the Columbus Destroyers, and I already have the Virginia. You think I should take both Destroyers teams?
I am just a mere voice in this empire, the Commish Empire.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Columbus Destroyers,
there
ladies
we
and
go.
Gentlemen.
Ding, 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 ding,
Columbus
ding.
Destroyers.
Ooh, another one.
Just like the other one. All right. Now, your question of the week.
I'm all ears.
Which city, Hartford or Chicago, has the best local hamburger, Lou? The best local hamburger. And why?
Wow.
You're the sandwich king.
Hartford proper and Chicago proper.
That's right. We are staying inside the city limits of each town.
Well, I would have to go with Chicago.
Wow.
Well, I haven't had that many hamburgers in Hartford.
Do you remember the last time you had a hamburger in Hartford?
I don't. You know, Hartford's for the grinders.
The meat grinders, apparently.
Oh, you can get any kind of grinder. You can get your ham grinder, your eggplant grinder, your capicola grinder. Hot or cold, you can get your grinders hot or cold. Yeah, Hartford was for grinders. The Oasis was for the burgers.
Well, it's good to, and the Oasis in Chicago you're referring to.
No. The Oasis in Chicago is a 4 o'clock joint, and I don't know if I'd eat anything served there.
Well, what's the burger joint that you go to in Chicago, I guess I'm asking.
I guess if I was going to have a burger in Chicago.
Yeah.
God, it's been a while, but I got to, oh, that's technically Evanston. Son of a bitch. Wow, I'd have to go with the Double Bubble.
The Double Bubble, right?
Double Bubble.
I can literally throw a stone and hit the Double Bubble.
No, you couldn't. If you could throw a stone and hit the Double Bubble,
you'd sign me up.
We're bringing you to Comiskey.
All right. Your question. Oh, that we did the question.
Oh, let's do another one. That one sucked.
What is a grinder?
What is a grinder?
Yeah, that's an East Coast term for sub sandwich.
Yeah, a sub sandwich. Yeah. Right. You can get them hot or cold.
Right.
Throw them in the pizza oven. Not the Quiznos, like, ding. Nah, these sons of bitches go right in the pizza oven.
All right.
Oh, tasty.
Doesn't get any better than that,
Lou
Dickman.
God damn it, it doesn't.
Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll put this one in the record books.
Have an outstanding week! And go Bears! We didn't even say anything about the fucking game against New Orleans.
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Shady Accounting Service. When you need to throw some shade, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Shady.